Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
NutriMedical Report, and I am so happy. We have announcements that our Red Deer Velvet will be arriving this week. It's capsulating today. It'll be literally probably delivered by the end of the week. We have the most amazing nutraceuticals, and now, of course, we're streamlining testing kits to be sent in America. I also found labs that will actually take test kits and ship them by FedEx and DHL internationally, even with blood. Direct labs won't. I guess they have regulations, but we have other labs that will do that. So you have to understand, when you have a consultation, your email recommendations for a protocol is free, just for starter protocol. And if you even purchase one product in the last year, you can get a callback. Give me multiple time windows, because I'm a busy guy. I mean, I do consult 7 days a week. I take hours off, but not days off. So pretty driven. We've just been putting up some new PDFs for our banner ad on Genesis, Revolution Radio, and Red State Talk Radio. And we have Ryan here. Well, Ryan, I want you to start off with a couple of your top picks for today, and then we'll kind of expand on it, why functional medicine should not be considered alternative. Everybody in the toxic world is deficient in minerals, vitamins, and nutrients. Needs, and even if you're on a good organic diet, it's not enough to keep your health. You have to take supplements. And I want you to expand on that kind of whole principle, whether it's bones or your skin, like taking Collagen Max or your skin, hair, and nails, or preventing plaque in your arteries with Multivitamin K2 and Omega Supreme Pro. People should start understanding taking supplements is not really optional. If you don't, as like Bruce Willis says, if you don't want to die hard, don't take supplements. And you have to take medical-grade supplements with proper advice and, indeed, testing to make sure that what you thought you were taking actually worked, rather than guessing. Right?
Well, if I got to pick a couple that are really critical foundational things that I know a lot of people that listen to you already use, but, you know, people that are out there that don't really need to pay attention. So Vitamineral Max would be one of the key foundational things, because it encompasses some really critical elements. It's your vitamin mineral formulation, but this is the most important part. You're not wasting your money like you are with so many things that are store-bought, over-the-counter, and even other quote-unquote professional-type products. They don't use necessarily the most bioavailable forms, like activated B vitamins. So that could be methylcobalamin for B12, or that could be the 5-methyltetrahydrofolate for your folic acid. And why are those important is either digestive difficulties or genetic SNPs, including methylation problems, means you can't get it to a converted active level to be used, or an active substance to be used. And so basically, when doctors, you know, in the past have said, oh, you're just making expensive urine, they're probably right in many cases, but not with the NutriMedical lineup. This stuff is by far and away a big quantum leap, like you've said many times, Dr. Bill, to helping people's health. And that's why people take it and they go, wait a minute, I've taken multis all the time, but I've never felt like this. I've never noticed this kind of an impact for my energy, my concentration, blood sugar regulation, and that's because you're getting and delivering truly bioavailable nutrients. And chelates, that's another one I like to hit on. Many products are labeled as a chelate for minerals, and the whole point behind that is they're trying to tell you that, guess what, they're going to absorb and not compete with one another. They're going to absorb as what they call a dipeptide, or through protein absorption sites. But what you don't know is, buyer beware out there, is all these products that are labeled as chelates basically are nothing more than junk. They're just mineral salts that have been basically mixed in a barrel with some kind of mineral or amino acid to make them sound like they're a chelate, and they can claim that they're chelated, but it doesn't mean they won't fall apart in digestion. When you use the stuff that's in the NutraMed line, these chelates are proven, they're patented, that they will not fall apart during digestion, and so they'll absorb as that dipeptide, meaning they don't compete with one another, they don't absorb, or I should say bind to fiber, and they don't get swept out of the body before you can use them. And so they're very powerful. You don't have to take as much of them because you truly get them into your body, and that's another powerful reason why people use the Vitamin Mineral Match. And it comes in capsules now, and it also has a basically, I would call it, cherry Kool-Aid flavor powder.
Yeah, I know. It's all these supplements are such great flavors, aren't they? And most feel like our NutriComplete, our Ageless Life Support Glycemix. They're pretty amazing in terms of not only their, you would call it their mouthfeel and taste and so on, but their nutrient delivery is amazing. And I'm comparing it even to the top grade medical supplements like companies like Algae Research and Designs for Health and so on. Our supplements are even superior to that. And they're medical grade. Unfortunately, the problem is, without medical advice, without testing, without functional medical even just experience like I have, and I interact with people all over the world, you can't take supplements and not expect that you on your own are one-off going to be able to just go to an Amazon or some online site, or even go to an unexperienced functional medicine doctor, naturopath, or chiropractor and get the same effects. You can't. You have to know what tests to do and what clinical signs are likely, or even if you have to intervene with surgery or a medical approach to a problem, like imaging studies. So if you're not experienced and know how to read these, you can't fix it.
Yeah, and people that, hey, I'm using what I consider a doctor brand or something like that, they don't even realize that in many cases, even those ones that are supposed to be really, you know, a unique brand, a lot of times are cutting corners on them, where it's like, no, they told me they use a chelate. They use a chelate on one. They use it on zinc or copper. They don't use it on all the minerals that are in the formula. They start shortchanging on different things too. And so it's like, you know, when Dr. Bill is picking something, you know, he's really doing it because it's the best that's available, and it's ideal. And, you know, I can speak from experience of being with you for a long time. It's like, hey, man, if it doesn't get the job done or it's not delivering the results, it moves on to the next, you know, version, because it's not acceptable, because Dr. Bill, when he's talking about it, is he's laying it on the line, right? He's saying, hey, look, I can get these results. We can achieve these results. And if we can't achieve these results, I don't want you using this stuff. And I love that about you, is that, you know, that's the whole point here. You're not here to mess around. You're not playing, hey, just buy my stuff because I heard it was really good. And
you know, exactly. Not only that, the things will change too. And I do even a QRMA test, or I view someone's history and blood work. The protocol is going to change. For example, if I start people on, let's say, a protocol of X number of things, often in the year it's Y, which is one half of X, but it's also, in some cases, quite different. The supplements you particularly need in 6 months or a year. And people need to start realizing that you know, the greatest deficiency is minerals, vitamins that are not bioconvertible because people have gene SNPs like methylfolate reductase, or they may not absorb it, or it may not stay around long enough in the body to have a biological effect. For example, you take ALA, alpha lipoic acid, we have the only long-acting ALA, Nutritrala. When you take CoQ10, you have to make sure it's not going to crystallize. So our CoQ10 Supreme is the only non-crystallizing CoQ10 in the world. I know they talk about Q-anol and others. These are garbage. We also have the highest absorbed form of CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol, which in all the studies has shown reduces heart failure more than even Entresto, which is the leading drug now out there. In fact, the heart failure death rate is one-third the rate with just adding CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol as it is even with Entresto, with Sacubitril and Valsartan. People don't know this, do they? And these are published studies. Amazing, eh? So I think we may have lost a Ryan connection there, so we'll have to reconnect. What I think people should start understanding, we provide a level of care.
Oh, sorry, Dr. Bill. I got muted for a second there, and I was like,
well, yeah. I think what happens is we should realize, too, that there's quite a bit to this. In fact, people should understand there's a simplicity and an elegance to what I do in functional medicine, which is why I teach doctors and train them free. If you're a doctor, naturopath, chiropractor, or just a grandma and want to learn what I do, you know, case by case, like an apprenticeship, I teach for free. Now, the only thing I charge is my time to review the case. So I've had doctors like down in Santiago, Chile, that have asked me to do this. If they have a tough case, or as they're going online and signing up for, the wellness conditions, if they need an update, I'll get them provided the update free. They just have to have signed up $9.95 a month or $95 a year. I'll just give an update. That way they can start to, dance like Fred Astaire. You want to learn to dance like Fred Astaire? It's a dance functional medicine like Dr. Bill. Left foot, right foot. You got to know what you're doing. And then eventually you kind of get now I know the moves. You start to realize, like carpentry, measure twice, cut once. You have to know what you're doing and have a more solid disease model. I'll give you a good example. Is Aretha Franklin recently died, and she was a lovely lady. I love her. The fact is, she had 79 top hits. But the biggest problem with her biggest hit was a hit of going to conventional doctors that didn't pick up SIBO, small intestinal bowel overgrowth. And SIBO infects your gallbladder and your pancreas. That's what caused her cancer. Eventually, she died at 80 pounds. So you got to know, we have solutions to problems that your conventional doctors are completely ignorant of. And this is proven, not guesswork. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a health fact. How's that?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
And so we have Brian here. I want to use the analogy of Genoa. This Genoa bridge, by the way, was built by corrupt contractors that didn't put rebar in it. Now, if your doctor gives you bisphosphonate drugs and gives you some stupid form of calcium and doesn't understand exactly that a bone densitometry DEXA scan does not tell you if your bone is stronger, just tells you it's more dense. So the Genoa bridge was built without rebar. So if you were to pay an American contract driver, this professional driver, this guy makes a few hundred thousand a year, clear, he would not drive over a bridge without rebar in it. But they actually let these citizens do it because the Italian government is so damn corrupt and the Brussels and Strasbourg European Parliament is so corrupt, they didn't put rebar in the damn Genoa bridge. So you wonder why it collapsed and killed all these people and injured a lot more. It's the same way as our healthcare system. When I hear idiots like Ocasio-Cortez and these socialists, it's not a matter of socialist or capitalist. I believe I can have a system which I'm putting together a PowerPoint to send over to Donald Trump, and I'm going to actually eventually hopefully meet him face-to-face to show him a lot of plans, including missile defense, which I have, a missile defense technology that will completely make us impervious to missile attack and cyber attack as well. But the fact is that Americans are the most inventive people on earth, and we have to reinvent things. And this is a war. Our healthcare system is not only broken, it's deadly. If you just let any doctor do whatever the hell they please, for example, the other day I talked to a lady, and she injured herself in a horse accident. Well, she's got problems that tells me she's got a shoulder impingement, so she needs to see an orthopedic surgeon do a partial repair. But she needs to take Collagen Max. She needs to take joint performance and tendon mender. She needs to take our red deer velvet to rebuild the shoulder capsule so its tensile strength will not take 18 months to get 50% strength. Because otherwise, she's going to re-impinge it and tear it all to hell. And the second time around, you're going to have a hell of a time repairing that shoulder. So what I told her is, I said, you need to get an orthopedic surgeon and clean out that joint. Just like if somebody says, I want to do a stem cell transplant into my knee. I talked to a doctor recently who put six times, because he had access to umbilical cord stem cells, into his knee without first having the orthopedic surgeon clean out the joint most and the calcified fragments inside his knee. I think, how crazy are you? you got to clean out the field first before you fix it. Well, the same thing. We have a battlefield called healthcare, and it's the largest outlay besides your mortgage that you'll do. In fact, most people spend the first half of their life, 50 years, trying to actually accumulate wealth, paying off their house. Then they spend the rest of their money trying to actually get their health back after they lost it either in a profession where they worked their butt off. And they don't understand the healthcare system is not there to help them. It's to help them into the grave. Now, sorry to say that after almost 50 years in practice, but I'm going to tell you, I am a warrior for you out there. And I'm going to tell you the straight-up truth, whether you like it or not. In fact, I don't expect you to love or hate me. I just expect you to show respect. Because if you think you can outsmart Dr. Deagle, that's a pretty damn unlikely thing to happen. You can send me all the references you have for your viewpoint, and I will counteract it with medical references, research, and technology that tell you I know and you don't. And that includes your damn doctor, specialist, or otherwise. And I've been in this long enough now, I have no respect. Unless, I don't care, they can be a smart grandma. If they have good questions and good things, I respect them more than someone with triple boarded specialty with three PhDs. It doesn't matter to me. I want people to ask better questions and have evidence to prove their thesis. So, Ryan, when you hear this kind of stuff like no rebar, no wonder when people take bone generator, micelle D3, myco D2, full vitamin K2 for their osteoblasts to lay down new bone, and collagen max, they actually have rebar in their freaking bones, their cancellous bones and their membranous bones from their teeth. How the hell do they expect to build a bridge without rebar? Isn't that crazy?
No. Touch. It's a great example. It's tragic that people have to die for this, but, you know, what a great example, though, with regards to, dude, no bridge can hold up, nor can your bones hold up if you don't have the rebar, the steel that's put inside there. And we're just, it's shocking to me that you can go to doctors that are specializing in the health of your physical structure of bone, supposedly. And yet they avoid the issue of collagen production in the body, and things like Collagen Max are sitting there just waiting for you to be able to utilize it to engage this process and stimulate it.
Most women that are alive now in their 60s are going to live to be at least 90 or more. In fact, they've actually done an actuary calculation based on life extension technology that's coming online. If you live another year, you've got another year and a half additional life that you're going to live. So in other words, if you just live for another, say, 5 or 10 or 20 years, you're actually going to reach what's called zero senescence, where we're actually going to have technology to stop and reverse aging completely. That's coming. And we have a lot of those pieces now. In fact, some of it may already be here, like a Red Deer Velvet DR and epigenetic frequency and our Nutrimeds and hyperbaric oxygen therapy, etc. We're reaching the point where we have, let's say, Stomatica's Novastem facility, where they have these hypoxic stem cell lines that are super powerful. We have all the building blocks now. We're actually getting to the point where we're actually going to be able to rebuild you, you know, like the $6 million man, but you won't be bionic. You'll be biological. And you can do it today with Nutrimeds. And the thing is that the healthcare system, if we want to make it for everybody, we need to make it not only rational but affordable. What I would like to see is, instead of trying to get the federal government to come in, because the government's basically useless. Unfortunately, people don't realize this, and we talk about this. Matthew will be back on the third hour with Article 51, which is a continuation of government act. They set up over the years, roughly over the last 50 years, a thing called the Special Operations Division of the CIA. And now, why is this tied with healthcare? It's because it's the same thing. More than 85% of the rules and regulations in the country are made by bureaucrats, including healthcare, including doctors' protocols for standard of care. For example, standard of care of treating pain is so poor we're killing 70,000 people a year with opioid overdoses, right? They don't approach pain as to what is pain. If you ask a doctor, even a subspecialist, orthopedic surgeon, or interventional pain doctor, and I've asked them, they start squirming because they got Deagle. They're like a bug, and I'm pinning them to one of those, you know, mounting things in the museum where you stick the pins in their wings and their thorax and abdomen. They're wiggling like crazy, man, because they know Deagle's got them. I'm going to ask, not ask because of my Viking ancestry, I'm going to ask them questions. And let me tell you, whether it's a court of law, because I'm a legal expert in every specialty, it's not funny. And I don't give mercy either. There's no such thing as intellectual mercy from Deagle. Now, if you ask a rational question, so you don't need to be fearful of me, if you come in, Dr. Deagle, how does this work? How does that happen? I'll explain it to you. And I can explain everything. Not just some things. And that scares people. They say, who are you, Deagle? Are you an alien? No, I'm just a smart person that's given gifts by the Most High God, and I'm gutsy. No one who has my ability is actually speaking out, telling the truth about things as much as I do, whether it's 5G network or toxic medicine or, you know, I'm a surgeon too. I mean, I believe that surgery is necessary sometimes. I believe drugs, even 50% of the time, drugs are appropriate. But most of the time, they're not. And if you let your doctors get away with things like, hey, I want a colonoscopy, are you kidding? I don't believe in any colonoscopies. I believe if you have a bowel problem, the first thing you do is do a cancer screen, which we can now do with a cancer PCR test, and an ultrasound. If you have polyps, we do a CT scan and a PET scan to see if the lesions are positive for on the fluorodeoxypositronic glucose. Colonoscopy scopes, they don't sterilize. I know how to sterilize them. 5 atmospheres of pressure of ozone, and leave them for 24 hours before the thing is fully sterilized. You can't anneal them with high temperatures, or you ruin the colonoscope. These aren't sterile. But then you talk to doctors. It's like, you know, before they discovered that walking with a dirty smock full of blood from an autopsy would cause puerperal sepsis and a woman would die in labor. It wasn't because of her pregnancies alone or dyspareunia where the baby's trying to come out and they can't get the baby out. No, it's the fact the doctor poisoned them with pathogens from a recent autopsy, somebody who died of infections. So, same thing. We got to fix the system, and guess what? I'm Mr. Fix-It. We got to tell you, you got to start your health back with nutraceuticals, protocols, testing, and you have to re-rationalize when and how to do surgery or anything else. Otherwise, we have a broken system. We can't, like these crazy socialists, give it to everybody.
It's been said. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
So, Ryan, you know, we're cold warriors here trying to fight this battle, and when people listen to this show, by the way, I just got my banner ad that I put together to send over to Lee Wickenhauser here to be posted up on Genesis on Red State Talk Radio, where we late night broadcast from 10 to 12 Eastern Time, 7 days a week, and Revolution Radio, and all our social media. And, of course, we have added new social media. One, the latest one is oneway.com. We're going to soon add Dialogue. We have a Facebook, Twitter account, iTunes, TuneIn, Patreon, Spreaker, Daily Motion, BitChute, etc. We're trying to get the word out, and people should understand, I am the only, not one, I'm the only functional medical consultant doctor in the world on radio or television, period, in every language. There's a lot of yahoos out there that they say this or that, and they may have one tiny little area of expertise, but I cover everything. I tell you whether or not you're going to be able to have a baby and do fertility tests on you. I can tell you how to survive cancer and get referred to IPT doctors like Dr. Winkler, who will have back on the show here, how to survive and get a cancer vaccine and get the GCMAF and how to take our NutriMeds. In fact, I had one gentleman last week diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. He's already putting weight back on by just taking our NutriMeds. He's actually taking 90 grams a day of Power-C, which is like 15 grams of the capsules three times a day. And he's going to be taking our other NutriMeds like malignant block, ellagic acid, things to strip off the fibronectin capsule of the tumor, the Inflamex and Seraflozyme, etc. Myco D2, if you don't have vitamin D, by the way, your immune cells don't work even to fight cancer. Most people don't realize having a vitamin D level in your boots is not just a bad thing, it's a catastrophic thing. You can't even fight heart disease, and you know that one of the most serious catastrophic factors for heart failure is a low vitamin D level. So you can't fight cancer, even heart failure, if your vitamin D is in your boots. People don't know that, do they?
No.
Right. And it's something so easy to fix, it's like just hop a few pills.
So easy to fix. And it's really weird that, you know, it's not a standard thing that people are being taught. You know, it's becoming very, very relevant. People are becoming more and more aware of it. And it's really weird, though, that the sort of, hey, you're either totally deficient, like sub 20, or you're okay. And there's like, man, is that right? Is that how this works? It's just a one, you know, microgram per a milliliter difference between being okay and being sick, or being not able to, like you're saying, mount a proper defense, the way your immune system works and so forth. And you're like, how dumb does that sound? You're like, that's obviously not right. And so it's really odd when people are like, well, you're at a 21 for your D. You're okay. You're at a 19. Now you're deficient. You're like, what? And it's so easy, like you said. Consistency, taking in the D, you can completely change.
Well, I'm going to give an example. I talked to one of the lab directors over at Meridian Valley Labs, and we're getting our accounts all set up so we make sure we get the kits get out to people when they're appropriate, because they have some of the pre-diabetes test techniques. And they have actually what I had in my office in Denver, what's called a dual laser viscometer. I worked with a cardiologist from Harvard, and I had the only dual laser viscometer west of Harvard University in the late 90s and early 2000s. The only one in the United States outside of Harvard. Now, Meridian Valley Labs has it now, and they measure your blood viscosity, and you measure other cardiac markers and lipid electrophoresis, because most people are absolutely, completely unaware, and this includes these dumb, dork old cardiologists, that try to pretend that the Framingham study tells them that cholesterol is the devil. It's not. Cholesterol is like a catcher's mitt. It grabs free radicals, and if you have free radicals in your body, because you've not stopped those, like trans nitroproxy, hydroproxy, and singlet oxygen, the best thing to grab it is actually sugar, and the next best is cholesterol and fatty acids. In fact, the studies have proven if you lower someone's sugar too fast, you can triple the rate of a heart attack or stroke. People don't know this. If you talk to cardiologists, come on, that's not true, Deagle. And then I show them the actual article and they go, what? You don't know. Listen, the height of ignorance is that you don't even know how ignorant you are. That's what's scary, especially if you have a position of authority like you're a cardiology surgeon or a medical doctor should know better. They don't. They're not even out of 1970s or 80s medicine. They're still back in the 20th century. It's disgusting. And then you've got idiots like Bernie Sanderclaus, I call him, because he should have a Santa hat, or this idiot with her poppy doe eyes, Ocasio-Cortez, wants to take a broken system and give it to everybody and bankrupt the country. Duh. Are you kidding? Then they want to get rid of ICE. You know, if ICE is misbehaving, have a better way of monitoring them, but they're not. They're enforcing the law. You know, and if you want a rapid immigration system, don't be in the way like the Democrats. Fix it. You know, I tell people, fix things. For example, I've gotten in so much trouble. I said I'm a 63-year-old, 3-year-old by just raising issues and questions, even when I was a little kid. Raised through grammar school, middle school, high school, university, medical school, PhD level, post-residency. I've gotten in trouble. You know why I don't get in trouble? I stay in trouble because I ask questions, and people don't like it. They don't like it to ask questions, man. That's what right now the social media are shutting people down. You wouldn't believe it. I'm a retired doctor, but I see more new patients every day internationally than I ever did when I was in practice. And I tell you, there's no shortage of screw-ups. It doesn't matter if it's here, Germany, South Africa, China, Indonesia. There are screw-ups everywhere. And it's just like bad thinking. It's like they're playing with their mental blocks. It's like, oh, my God. And this could be done in a cheaper, more rational way that would save life and limb and have people live really old. I mean, the ideal way is you live to be like 143, you have good sex, a good meal, run 20 miles, come home, all of a sudden you feel this kind of feeling in your stomach like all of a sudden I'm going to go poof and turn to a pile of ashes, and you're sitting at the dinner table and it happens. They sweep you up with a little microvac, put you on an urn on the counter, and you don't have tubes in every orifice for 20 years before you croak, drooling in your snot, and you really don't understand who the hell you are, or where you are, or even the name of your children or grandchildren, your wife or husband. That's the stupid system we have now. It's insane, isn't it?
Pretty scary, pretty sad.
And people have to understand, there's not a lot of places where you're going to find this. I mean, even when you look at big programs like Dr. Oz, they just are salesmen. Flog this, flog that. Some stuff is good. Some stuff is like whiz-bang, overblown. But then how do you test to see if that stuff worked? And even among the functional medicine doctors, I had my colleagues tell me this. They said, Deagle, because I did a lecture last December on this, I was not impressed. Of 7,000 doctors who were there and all these experts, most of them, when I get them after the thing, I would just nail their intellectual carcass to the wall. It was disturbing. And these guys are the best of the best. I'd say out of 28,500 functional medicine doctors in the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, probably 200 are MD PhDs are worth their salt. The rest of them are BSers trying to make money. You get a, it's a niche in the field, just like everything else. You know, it's like, hey, I got the next whiz bang, you know, juice or food or machine or whatever. You know, like I'm going to make a Tesla car with batteries. It's just marketing. It's BS. People want to have something that's relatively inexpensive, heals them up so their joints get better, like taking your joint performance and tendon mender, and they want to be able to get back mobile so they can have a life, right? For example, hemoglobin A1C, people say, well, it's really bad. I say, well, take Nutritella, take carnosine D-link, stop your free radicals. Are you kidding me? When they say, oh, your hemoglobin A1C is in a danger range, do they know what hemoglobin A1C means? It means your sugar is capturing free radicals, that if your sugars didn't capture it, it's going to go and oxidize your cholesterol and fatty acids and give you a heart attack or stroke. So when they actually lower your sugar too fast with insulin or diabetic drugs, they increase the risk of you having a heart attack or stroke or vascular event. Do you know that's the facts? That's not theory either, by the way. Damn it. And you wonder why, you know, my little niece, who was my younger brother's daughter, who I just loved, she was Anne. She died after a bad car accident. She had complications a year ago. But she made up a song called Damn It, Billy, because my father's name was Bill, and I was always Billy. And my mother, kids, right since the time I was about 3 or 4, I'd raise questions, and they'd just say this thing, Damn It, Billy. Right through medical school and after. And there's still people saying, I don't know, I don't like him, man. He's a pain in the butt. He's arrogant. I'm not. I'm just talented. There's a hell of a difference. If you're talented, just like whether it's basketball, baseball, or intellectually talented, you don't have to be arrogant. You know, just maybe talented, you know. I just grow up. In fact, I tell you, intelligent people can screw up better than stupid people, right? But to say you're arrogant because you're talented is stupid, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I really tell people, you know, our supplements are not comparable. When you look at our Power C, or you look at our CoQ10, or you look at our drinks, I mean, even we tried a few years ago to just see what the other drinks were like from these other companies are supposedly good. You know, Designs for Health, Allergy Research, whatever, Metagenics. Blech. The maximum yuck factor, oh my gosh, it's like the old cough syrup. It tastes so bad it must be good for your throat. No, it doesn't have to be. It tastes bad and it may be no good at all. So you try our drinks, you're going to go, whoa, my kid will like this. So will you.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The healthcare battle, and we're actually going to come up with plans. I'm putting together some PowerPoints and so on to send over to the Twitter accounts of Real Donald Trump over his Twitter account, and I'm actually working to try to get through my back channels to get information through to his advisors, because these people, although they get elected, they're not geniuses. You know, a lot of them are smarter than usual. In fact, I'd say Trump is a business genius. He doesn't have the expertise in all the other areas he needs to, and the advisors around him are messing with him. And that includes even the new HHS secretary. I mean, you can't take a broken system and just kind of amplify it, which is giant bureaucracy, and figure you fixed it. You haven't. You know, I would do a lot of cutting. I would make sure there would be no more state licensure. we wouldn't have to necessarily make a whole ton more medical schools. I'd say, okay, if you can master the database online, you can go to a center of excellence and prove you have the surgical skills, boom, you're a surgeon. I know lots of medics who've done 3 or 4 tours of duty, and they put more surgery in the field, including putting chest tubes and reattaching skin and limbs and everything in the field and operating MASH units. And if they can prove they had the skill sets, because I trained in 87, one of my first trauma trainings was the University of Savannah, Georgia, and the trauma unit, we of course had animal rights activists tried to blow us up. And I've just certified it, at least half a dozen times in trauma, advanced trauma life support. And I can believe the medics that we work with, these guys know what the hell they're doing. If they're smart guys, they can manage through the database. So the same thing with healthcare. I don't care if you're a smart grandma and you had grade 6. If you're a smart woman or man and you want to know how to take care of your kids and grandkids so you don't die or they can recover. I have one little one who unfortunately she had childhood cancer and she's in Hawaii. And I'm going to help her to recover from surgery and radiation. They screwed her up big time and destroyed her spinal cord. Well, I'm going to work on trying to regenerate it so she's actually got some motion in her lower limbs and get some recovery. And people say, we can't do that, Deagle. I pray to God, and God will inspire me as to what I can do along with my fancy colleagues to actually get her back. For example, they've discovered in Eastern Europe that if you transplant cells from the olfactory bulb, they'll actually interdigitate and reconnect the spinal cord. So you can take a little chunk of olfactory bulb right out of your cribriform plate in your nose and put it in your spinal cord and you reconnect it. Isn't that well? We have stem cell therapies now, like Stomatica in San Diego. We have building blocks. We have epigenetic. We have the nutraceuticals that if you take them, for example, somebody's got peripheral neuropathy, the first thing I tell them is to take ultrasymon B1 and Neurogen. Take things to stop the free radicals, like gamma A plus to get rid of nitro peroxide and cell detox glutathione, and then add cell defense plus. By the way, one of the things, the most important things in the periphery and the skin is to put curcumin cream on. And maybe pregnenolone, but curcumin cream will not only dissolve fat tissue below it, but actually reverses neuropathy and even inflammation of joints and even cancer of the skin. I've had cancer of the skin patients photographs, send me photographs, say from Arizona and elsewhere, and they put curcumin cream on it, and their skin cancer, precancerous, goes away. Isn't that wild? And their doctors say, well, we better biopsy them, thinking it's gone. Just watch it. If it comes back, biopsy the damn thing. You know? That's as early as last week. Pretty amazing, hey?
Yeah.
So people should understand, there's a place and time for surgery. There's a place and time for other treatments. Like if you break a bone, you need to have it plated. AO plating. I did have done a ton of those things in orthopedic surgery, plastic surgery, trauma. But, the thing is, if we prevent loss of bone, for example, one of the things I discussed with one of our lab directors just yesterday from Meridian Valley Labs, one of the senior lab people, is the fact that I researched this 38 years ago and got persecuted and threatened to have my license pulled on insulin resistance and diabetes with the head of pathology at the University of Calgary. And I came up with a term almost 37 years ago when we were doing our research with Dr. Otto Hewen that Alzheimer's disease is type 3 diabetes. That's where your astrocytes get insulin resistance and you can't form a neural network because you can't get an axon action potential of your astrocytes. So when someone gets demented, the primary problem is they get diabetes of the brain. Period. Isn't that well? And do you think the Alzheimer units are trying to fix that? No. They're chasing big drugs here and there, trying to get rid of neurofibrillar tangles. They're just side effects of diabetes of the brain cells. And downregulation of the glial cells, because it can't stop the N-methyl D-aspartate receptor and free radicals destroying the brain cells and shutting down the insulin receptor in their astrocytes. It's called diabetes of the brain. Isn't that well? Do you think anybody's pursuing that pharmacologically?
Can you just imagine that that's how it goes, that you attack it through, blood sugar pathways and see just what it can do and all the stuff.
Right. Well, you
have this amazing inhibition.
Well, diabetes itself is a free radical disease. It's not a sugar disease. Sugar is a bystander.
If I may, hit on something like that, like you talked about type 3 diabetes, one of the interesting things was animal studies that have been done with regards to the Alzheimer's progression,
Right. And brain mag. Brain mag, right?
Brain mag, that's right. Just adding magnesium that crosses the blood-brain barrier and how it not only stopped that progression, it actually stopped it and regressed it in these animals. And in some cases where they have these, you know, heterozygous SNPs towards Alzheimer's disease, that would be like the APOE4 gene for humans, you can imagine these animals should die sooner, but when they were given the brain mag material, they actually lived longer than even the animals without the genetic SNPs. So it's just fascinating to think about how important those micronutrients are. Like,
well, you know, I have in my drink, I have sitting right beside me here, I'm tapping the top of it, my 32-ounce Aladdin glass. I have brain mag in there because I want to have my thoughts 20 years from now so I can still be a pain in the butt to the powers that be 20 years from now, doing radio and video. And conferences. By the way, we're going to start working on doing some video conferences where we can bring you on, we can bring on other experts, and we can have them stationed anywhere in the world, whether in Germany or Canada or elsewhere. What people need to understand is we are in a war, and the war isn't just to get a political system. Like, we're going to get socialists in and spend a ton of money, so we're going to expand a system that's broken. It's like, are you kidding me? It's like not building a house properly and trying to put a second floor when you know the house is going to crash on your head because you didn't build a proper foundation and didn't put proper walls and supports up so that when you put the second floor, it'll crash on your head and kill you. It's like building that bridge in Genoa with no rebar. What the hell? That's how corrupt the politicians were, and that's what their doctors are doing when they give you bisphosphonates and give you stupid calcium you buy over the counter at your grocery store or pharmacy. Oh, that's fine. Just take any calcium. No. That's like taking, you know, swallowing rocks. How the hell are rocks going to turn into bone? You know? And if you don't have proper things like full vitamin K2, which, by the way, is made by your gut, so if you've got dysbiotic gut, you don't make vitamin K2. Vitamin K2, by the way, and these other nutraceuticals, your bowel wakes, we probably don't even understand. If you have proper things like Living Probiotic Ultra in your gut every third day, your chances of getting SIBO and getting cancer of any organ, including your brain, heart, and liver, and breasts, and women, and prostate, and men, is dramatically less if you have probiotic bacteria because you don't deconjugate toxins in your lower colon and retarget back to the target organ. But you also, there's nutraceuticals that block cancer created by your gut bacteria. People don't get this. They're like, oh, well, that's optional. No, it's not optional. In fact, if you have animals and they don't have their mother's inoculum of bacteria that goes in a little animal, the animal dies even before they become an adult. Right?
Absolutely.
And people don't know this, animal husbandry, they know that. How come the U.S. Department of Agriculture know this for 60, 70 years, and we as doctors don't? You know why? Because we got our head shoved firmly up our butt cheeks. They call it craniocephalic rectal insertion syndrome. People say, Dr. Deagle, that's not nice to say about your colleagues. Listen, that's the nicest thing I can say. It's worse. Because when you kill someone or make them suffer, that's not funny, is it?
No.
I mean, I saw stuff that you wouldn't believe. It's like, turn your guts, man. And these doctors are arrogant SOBs. You know, that's why I say MD stands for magnificent deity. And there's, besides more drugs, it stands for more dough, magnificent deity, and more drugs. More drugs, man. Doesn't matter if it's killing them, man. Give them more drugs. They'll shut up. Get them out of the office. Just we call them gomers. Get out of my emergency room, right?
Yeah.
You heard the term gomer before, right?
Gomer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. People say, you're just making this up, Deagle. You're just funny. No, I'm not, actually. This is called reality. But I'm not stupid enough, and I'm not socially with it enough to shut up. As they say, I'm a 63-year-old, 3-year-old. 2 years old, you learn to talk. 3-year-olds, you learn to shut up. 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, you learn to shut up. 3-year-olds, don't. They ask questions. You know that from your own kids, right? And it may not be exactly a 3, but there's always a phase where the kid gets talkative at a certain age, say 1.5 or 2.5, and there's a period of time where the kid will ask any question, even if it's embarrassing, in public. And there's a time also, whether it's 4 or 4.5 or 5, where they just shut up because they've been beaten over the head enough by their parents and their relatives. Johnny, don't say that. It's not nice in public. I never learned the not nice. I'm going to say it. Even it turns your stomach, makes you want to barf. But it's the truth, and it'll save you a lot of suffering in you and your family. Get NutriMeds, get technology, get tested, get a consult. Get away from these damn doctors that don't know what they're doing and are here to harm you. As I say, they're giving you pre-embalming. They should give you a little discount on your formaldehyde when you get embalmed in your casket. 10% off if you take all these drugs. Ha-ha. Pretty crazy, eh?
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.